And as I was saying, the first wave of responses say it is inevitable. The union would now move to a formal vote for strike action. Wow. Let's turn to Risa Schwitzer, who's former Department of Education civil servant and associate director at Public First, a policy consultancy. This is all about pay, or are there other frustrations perhaps coming through here? Good morning.
Morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on. Absolutely pay is the headline issue. But you're absolutely right to allude to wider issues that have been going on, you know, not just in the last year, but for years and years. This is not the first time that education unions and this government have, you know, come into conflict with each other.
How valued do you think teachers and the teaching profession is by the current government?
I think that's really difficult to answer because we've had so many different education secretaries in the last year. But certainly the feeling is, I think, amongst teachers that the respect that was given to them, you know, by many, not just in schools, but in the NHS and in other public services during the pandemic, really hasn't sort of materialised following the COVID times in terms of pay and in terms of other things. And they don't feel respected and they don't feel listened to.
How many years do you train to be a teacher?
Well, it depends what route you come in at. Obviously, there's a variety of different routes. You can do a sort of a degree and then do a PGCE, or you can do a B.Ed, or you can go by a Teach First. There's lots of different routes in. But I think the reality, when you look at the pay figures, is that the government is having to put so much money towards attracting teachers at that bottom end in terms of new teachers that you're then having issues when you look at pay higher up the scale. So that's why the MEU were pointing to potentially £10,000 in difference between salaries now than at the start of the Conservative government due to year-on-year real terms wage decreases.
Can I ask a newly qualified teacher, broadly speaking, what sort of money would he or she be pulling down year one, roughly?
Well, the government wants to get that to £30,000. It's not quite there yet. But you're looking just shy of that figure. I think I don't want to quote you an exact figure, but you're in the high 20s.
Okay. And what the last few pay rises that have been offered, what are they? Sort of 2s and 3s percent? Is that broadly what we're looking at?
I mean, it depends where you are on the scale. This is the thing. The headline figure this year is 5%, which sounds healthy, but obviously unions are pointing to inflation running at 10%. So you're looking at a real terms pay reduction. In previous years, you know, at the start of austerity, you were looking at basically no pay progression. So it's not just a story of this year. It's a story of, as the unions would see it, years upon years of pay restraints.
It's a difficult question, but I'm going to ask it. How militant are our teachers?
I think what's interesting is trying to talk to teachers who aren't put forward by the unions, and who also aren't put forward by the Department of Education, because in effect what happens in these kind of conversations is you see a polarisation where different people want to talk to teachers that have specific views. What we've done is do focus groups with teachers, middle leaders in this case, who weren't selected by a union, who weren't selected by the Department for Education, to find out what you think. And actually what you find are some quite nuanced views where, you know, of course, they're really, really feeling it. And actually, not necessarily just about pay. You know, we've heard of, particularly in terms of conditions around sick leave, there's a huge amount of burnout in the profession, and teachers just not able to take the time off that they need. We had one teacher who was taken by ambulance to hospital for an emergency and had his school ringing him saying, why haven't you organised cover? Why haven't you organised what the supply teacher's going to do? As he sat in a bed in hospital. On the other hand, those teachers are not militant, you know, the ones we spoke to, and, you know, are not sort of pushing an agenda. So, you know, the vast majority of teachers that I speak to are normal people like you or me, but that's where you start to see, if we do get close to strike action, you know, for the vast majority of teachers, that really would be a last resort.
Well, lastly, of course, I understand they're making their point, but it's going to be the children who suffer, of course.
Absolutely. And the accusation the other way will be we've seen the disadvantage gap widen over the pandemic. We've had children out of school. The Children's Commissioner just did an excellent piece with Panorama the other day about the children who are missing school and the huge problems that we're seeing there in terms of attendance figures not going back up to where they should be. And yet you know, the accusation will go to teachers that they're making this worse. So, you know, it will all come to a head.
Grateful for your time. Risa Switzer, former Department for Education civil servant, associate director of Public First. Listening to that, let's get in.